Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Het Mishnah Tet. Here we'll talk about one more halacha about renting a house. Hamaskir Bayit LaHavero VeNafal Hayav LaHamid Lo Bayit. If somebody rents a house from another person and that house falls down, the owner is obligated to provide the renter with another house for that same term of the lease. If he had a lease for 2 years and the house fell down, midway through, he has to provide him with another house for that next year. Hayach katan lo ya'asenu gadol, gadol lo ya'asenu katan. If the house that fell, that the renter wanted originally and that fell, if it was small, he can provide him with a large house instead. If the renter is insisting that he wants a small house, he has to fit the terms of what he originally agreed with. The owner rented a small house, so he has to provide him with a small house if the renter would like that. And the inverse as well, if the original house was large, he can't go tell the renter, here, here's a small house instead, if the renter wants a large one. Ehad lo ya'asenu shenayim, shenayim lo ya'asenu ehad. If there was one room in the house, the owner can't provide him with a house that has two rooms. If the original house had two rooms, the owner can't provide him with a house that has only one room. If the renter says he prefers the type of house that he originally agreed to, it's the obligation of the owner to provide him with that type of house. Likewise, for the windows, he can't give him in the new house fewer windows than he had in the original house, or more windows than he had in the original house. If the renter insists on the same number of windows that he had in the original house, ela midat shenehem. In all of these cases, the change could only be made unless they can't be made unless they both agree to that change, both the owner and the renter. Otherwise, status quo. Whatever was in that original house has to be provided in the second house.